How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA joining us. We're back with Colin in just a moment.
We were number 8,007.
6,004, I believe.
But we were 109.
These families are among the thousands to benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. Like the Hughes of Osage County, they called and registered the abandoned well site on their property, and now three generations are reaping the benefits of their beautiful, restored land. The Hughes family is number 7,926. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
Tuesday, April 22nd was a deadline set by USDA for comments on a proposed rule to import beef from a region in Brazil. A lot of the U.S. beef industry not particularly happy about what USDA is proposing. Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says his organization worked really hard to make sure they fully understood what USDA was proposing and what they want to do.
We had a very extensive process to make sure we truly understood what this rule was about and what APHIS was trying to accomplish. The underlying effort, of course, is to try to allow the importation of this fresh and frozen beef into the United States, but that brings with it a whole host of concerns, the biggest one being the current problem that Brazil has with foot and mouth disease, FMD, and we are just not convinced that they are prepared to actually engage in this kind of trade. So we made sure that we went in and analyzed all the documents that were used by APHIS to formulate this rule. Unfortunately, the majority of those documents that were given to us were actually in Portuguese with no translation, so we have to ask ourselves exactly how the government was able to utilize that in their efforts. We also had to file a Freedom of Information Act request to get even more documents from both APHIS and the Food Safety Inspection Service. Unfortunately, neither one of those agencies actually fulfilled those requests, so we did not get all the documents that we had asked for. And then ultimately, we did hire a third-party risk assessor and the University of Minnesota to take a look at this and utilize their comments to help us formulate the submission that we put in on this particular rule.
And in CBA's conclusion and their comments back to APHIS on this issue, there's a lot of risk allowing Brazilian beef into the U.S.
Our biggest concern is we do not want the introduction or reintroduction, rather, of foot and mouth disease. Foot and mouth disease is highly contagious. It can travel on fresh and frozen product. And if we were to have it here in the United States, it would devastate us. We would expect most, if not all, of our international markets to dry up immediately. That would cost our industry probably about $5 billion on the bottom end. It could be even more. And then also, we have to consider the financial impact of depopulation, the halting of cattle movement within the states, and the overall impact on our domestic herd and our domestic producers. This would be crippling, and we could have losses up to $50 billion.
So NCBA and a host of other cattle industry groups, like the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers, Oklahoma Cattlemen, and more, said, step back, APHIS.
We asked the agency to, one, give us another 120 days to continue to look at the documents that we have and to hopefully get delivery of the Freedom of Information Act request documents that we had requested several months ago. We've also asked them to withdraw this rule because we do believe that they need to do a more in-depth risk assessment and they need to do a more in-depth economic assessment. I don't think that they really did enough work on either one of these to truly evaluate the risk. And we just need to make sure that we are not placing our domestic herd at risk just to try to get this rule across the goal line.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's the annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches coming up Friday, April 25th at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 500 head and featuring 150 Angus bulls, 125 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, you can go to expressranches.com and download the sale catalog. That's expressranches.com. For more information, you can give them a call at 405-350-0044. Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale, April 25th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.